Corey Pearson Payne, good morning. One moment, I'll connect you. Corey Pearson Payne, good morning. Good morning.
Going up, elevator going up. Hurry, miss, I'm holding it for you.
Morning, Frank.
I'll take you right on up, sir.
Thanks, Frank.
Wait, please.
Thought you weren't coming, Tootsie.
My name is not Tootsie.
Good morning. Excuse me.
Yes?
Didn't we just pass your floor?
Oh, yes, it was.
Oh, sorry. I'll let you off, sir, and then take her back down.
Take her down now.
Yes, sir.
How'd you know that was my floor, sir?
You get off there every day.
I do, don't I?
Here you are.
Good morning. Enjoy the day.
Don't mind if I do. And I could still smell that soap, even after he was gone. And I kept wondering, I just couldn't help it. Just kept wondering how it would be in bed with Richard Corey. Corey Pearson Payne, good morning. I'll connect you. Corey Pearson Payne, good morning. Good morning, Mr. Corey.
Good morning, Mrs. Baker. Ask Eddie to come in, would you please?
Yes, sir.
Mrs. Baker, I forgot to ask. How's your mother?
Oh, much better, thank you, sir. She's coming home from the hospital next week.
That's fine.
And she still has the flowers you sent. Oh, Mr. Corey, I really think those flowers did more good than the visit from the priest.
Thank you, Mrs. Baker.
Corey Pearson Payne, good morning. One moment, I'll connect you.
You wanted to see me, sir.
Yes, Eddie. I'm going to have to ask you to cancel my boat ticket.
You're not going up to the island.
Not going up.
I see.
I'm sorry. You are very efficient in getting it.
Oh, that's all right, sir. I hope everyone's well at home, sir.
Oh, yes, fine.
I hope there's no trouble, sir.
No, no, no trouble. Except me. I'm the trouble.
Sir.
I just didn't want to go. I don't want to be there. I want to be here.
Here?
Here, right here, right downtown.
Yes, sir.
So, the family will go up to the island and I'll be here, and that will be that.
Yes, sir.
Now, I think we both better get back to work.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you're going to be here, sir.
Thank you, Eddie.
And it's true what I said. I wasn't just buttering him up. I'm glad he'll be here because I'm learning from him every day. He's an expert on trusts and estates, and he's shown me his will. It's beautiful. He's got a trust from his grandfather and another one from his father, and he set one up for his children and even for his grandchildren, though he doesn't even have any yet.
Corey Pearson Payne, good afternoon.
And he's got everything watertight. There's not one leak in the system. Oh, Lord, when he first explained it to me, it was so perfect I almost broke down and cried.
Good night, Mrs. Baker.
Good night, Mr. Corey.
Good night, Eddie.
Good night, Mr. Corey. So I've signed up for law school at night, and I'll work here during the day. And someday, who knows, maybe I'll be a partner of Mr. Richard Corey.
Going down, going down.
Good evening, Frank.
Good evening, Mr. Corey.
Good evening. Some difficulty?
Nothing, sir.
Ground floor.
Goodbye.
I get off in half an hour, want to wait around.
I've a good mind to report you to Richard Corey.
Hey, Snooty, this is a democracy, remember.
Paper evening paper, here you are, Mr. Corey.
Thank you, Joe.
Look at them A and P ads, sir. Look what they're asking for, a piece of meat or even a loaf of bread.
Does seem a little steep, Joe.
People should be able to eat, sir. Everyone should be able to work and eat. Are we a democracy or what, sir?
We're a democracy, Joe. Good night.